Drew. Well, it's no secret that it's been a bit windy yesterday, today. It might persist for a little bit more this week. And so really, up until this point, kind of what's the worst of it that we've seen? And what lasting impacts is this wind leaving?
Yeah, we had 90 mile per hour winds at Casper, Wyoming yesterday. It was a peak wind that I saw. I saw an unofficial report of 108 miles per hour in South Dakota, but I don't think that was right. The next closest wind speed that I saw in the Northern Plains was 83 miles per hour, and that was reported in western parts of South Dakota, away from the mountains, actually, in crop country. And we saw widespread speeds yesterday gusting between 55 and 75 miles per hour. So it was just a crazy day of wind. And it was all associated with a very intense low-pressure system that was moving across Canada. And that system has moved off to the east today and weakens as we go forward through the afternoon. So the winds are going to lighten up quite a bit, but we're still going to have to deal with it a little bit as we go forward through at least the early part of the afternoon. There's a pretty good chance, though, we'll see the wind subside somewhat as we get into the evening, definitely, and overnight tonight we'll take a little bit of a break from it all. I do think that we will see more wind, though, a little later this week, probably Thursday going into Friday. That wind will probably be similar to what we have out there today, with wind speeds gusting between 35 and 55 miles per hour. And those will be southerly winds again, and so we'll be pumping a lot of heat back up into the region once again with those winds.
What's shocking us a little bit here in the northern areas, Drew, is it's not very warm out either, and these winds don't help.
No, this morning, just awful. In fact, yesterday afternoon, still that way, too. Yes, the temperatures just plummeted behind this low-pressure center and causing extreme wind chills. I mean, we went from temperatures in the 80s in the eastern part of South Dakota down into the teens and 20s with that crazy wind blowing. And farther to the northwest, it was colder still. And, yeah, you're absolutely right. The wind chill factor was very serious, and even the animals were stressed pretty significantly with all of this that was going on. Just a little bit further to the north across Canada's border, they had a blizzard yesterday, and some impressive snows occurred across Saskatchewan and into parts of Manitoba here this morning. So very impressive storm. It is spring, unfortunately, but this is a little more than what any of us wanted to deal with.
I feel like maybe all this is adding, insult to injury, if you will, with the already dry conditions, and we know some wind blown across that topsoil in the extremely dry areas is just going to dry it out even more.
That's right. That's right. And this is classic drought weather. Every time we have a major drought take place, the wind is always there. And, I'm sure everyone remembers seeing the pictures of the 1930s Dust Bowl, and thank goodness we have learned to manage our land so much better. We would have had quite a problem with dust had we not learned that from the past. But yeah, this is very typical of a drought pattern, one that's severe. Remember, this drought extends from Canada's prairies all the way through the west half of the United States and through Mexico. So it includes the entire west half of the continent. So it's pretty impressive. And what does it mean for the future? Well, it means that we definitely need to get some moisture in the area. You're absolutely correct. We're losing more moisture every time the wind blows. And the good news is that we are at least getting some of these low-pressure systems farther north now. That storm yesterday, even though it missed the Northern Plains, was the farthest north these storms have gotten recently. And I think we will be able to see this again in future weeks. And I think the potential for us to get some relief is relatively good. And as I've been telling a lot of folks across both the Northern Plains and the prairies, is that it's going to be really important we take full advantage of the moisture while it's there, because I do think that we're going to fall back into some drier conditions a little later this summer.
After this wind and fairly, dry March, you know, those farmers are certainly going to be looking for some precipitation come April so they can, you know, get into the fields. You know, it might be even fair to say that this might deter some early planting if the moisture isn't there.
That's right. That's exactly right. And we do have some little good news on the horizon. And again, I reiterate the fact that we are shifting these storms farther to the north is a good omen. We are going to have a potential to get moisture in the area. And I feel pretty confident that it will happen. The next storm system of size that may bring an opportunity for moisture back to the region will probably show up Monday and Tuesday, maybe into Wednesday of next week. It's a broad window, and I've done that on purpose because I think the storm system is going to be adjusted in future model runs. So somewhere in the first half of next week, there will be another storm system that will come into the region bringing a little bit of rain and snow. It won't be as intense as what we just saw, but it is the next opportunity for moisture. As far as getting significant drought easing rains into the western part of North Dakota and Montana and points northward into Saskatchewan, this we'll have to take baby steps. We're not just going to automatically get the big storm and all of a sudden have the dramatic relief. But if we can just whittle away at some of the dryness, each storm that comes across in April just adds a little bit more humidity to the air, we'll have a better stage set for more meaningful precipitation as time moves along.